Pasua told Studio 7 that the police have been trying to get in touch with him since Friday, but he has not managed to talk to them because he was out of the country. He said they finally managed to get hold of him today and will be able to tell them all he knows tomorrow about the latest match fixing escapade. Pasua, along with goalkeeper Tatenda Mkuruwa, are key witnesses in the match-fixing scandal, which has seen the suspension of Zipa board member Kasina Weo, Pasua's former assistant Dube, and has also dragged in former Zipa chief executive officer Henrietta Rushwaya. Player agent Kudzai Shaba, who was banned during the Asiagate investigations, has also been thrown into the case as one of the masterminders of the alleged match fixing. Police spokesperson Charity Charamba is on record as saying Zipa has submitted a lot of evidence with regards to this matter.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police received a formal report from Zipa, and acting on the report, they are actually going through the information because there are some voluminous books that they have to go through.
At the same time, Zipa President Philip Chiangwa has left for South Africa, where he is scheduled to meet the South African Football Association leadership and the South African Minister of Sport, Fikile Mbalula, with regards to this scandal. Before his departure, Chiangwa dismissed the remarks by Terry Steens, who has exonerated Rushwaya from any wrongdoing. Steens, a former FIFA employee, is validating claims by Rushwaya that she was working undercover to unearth alleged match-fixing of warriors and other matches. However, Chiangwa says his association is not entertaining Steens as he is not a football authority since he left FIFA long back. Edinya Tanga, a prominent leader of the Zimbabwe Warriors fans, has called on Zipa to reinstate Asiagate bans imposed on those who have been implicated again in the new match-fixing allegations. Zipa, in January, pardoned all people who had been banned following the Asiagate scandal, but Nyatanga says they should be banned from any soccer activities for life. Nyatanga says if the soccer supporters' body, they feel they are also to blame as they sold Chiangwa the idea of pardoning the Asiagate perpetrators.
It was our idea. We didn't know that we were making a big mistake. This one, our fucker defense. So this time, we saw when you can do we wanted to go.
He says so far, Chiangwa has done well as the Football Association leader, but adds that he has to deal decisively with the latest match-fixing allegations as those accused are prepared for anything or else he is the one who will fall.
And conclusively, the country has to pay according to FIFA rules. These people are going to do it. They are attacked. They are prepared for anything. They are prepared for the West.
Nyatanga and his association are organizing an anti-match-fixing parade during Zimbabwe's Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Swaziland at the National Sports Stadium on March 28. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.